When a man knows the three, he knows Brahman. Matter in time passes away, but God is forever in eternity, and he rules both matter and soul. By meditation on him, by contemplation of him, and by communion with him, there comes in the end the destruction of earthly delusion. When a man knows God, he is free. His sorrows have an end, and birth and death are no more. When in inner union he is beyond the world of the body, then the third world, the world of the spirit, is found, where the power of the all is, and man has all, for he is one with the one. Know that Brahman is forever in thee, and nothing higher is there to be known. When one sees God and the world and the soul, one sees the three, one sees Brahman. Even as fire is not seen in wood, and yet by power it comes to light as fire, so Brahman in the universe and in the soul is revealed by the power of Om. The soul is the wood below that can burn and be fire, and Om is the whirling friction rod above. Prayer is the power that makes Om turn round, and then the mystery of God comes to light. God is found in the soul, when sought with truth and self-sacrifice. As fire is found in wood, water in hidden springs, cream in milk, and oil in the oil fruit. There is a spirit who is hidden in all things, as cream is hidden in milk, and who is the source of self-knowledge and self-sacrifice. This is Brahman, the Spirit Supreme. This is Brahman, the Spirit Supreme. Part 2. Savitri, the god of inspiration, sent the mind and its powers to find truth. He saw the light of the god of fire and spread it over the earth. By the grace of God Savitri, our mind is one with him, and we strive with all our power for light. Savitri gives life to our souls, and then they shine in great light. He makes our mind and its powers one, and leads our thoughts to heaven. The seers of the God who sees all keep their mind and their thoughts in oneness. They sing the glory of God Savitri, who has given every man his work. I sing the songs of olden times with adoration. May my own songs follow the path of the sun. Let all the children of immortality hear me, even those who are in the highest heaven. Where the fire of the Spirit burns, where the wind of the Spirit blows, where the soma wine of the Spirit overflows, there a new soul is born. Inspired then by Savitri, let us find joy in the prayers of olden times, for if we make them our rock, we shall be made pure of past sins. With upright body, head and neck, lead the mind and its powers into thy heart, and the Om of Brahman will then be thy boat with which to cross the rivers of fear. And when the body is in silent steadiness, breathe rhythmically through the nostrils with a peaceful ebbing and flowing of breath. The chariot of the mind is drawn by wild horses, and those wild horses have to be tamed. Find a quiet retreat for the practice of yoga, sheltered from the wind, level and clean, free from rubbish, smouldering fires and ugliness. And where the sound of waters and the beauty of the place help thought and contemplation. These are the imaginary forms that appear before the final vision of Brahman. A mist, a smoke, and a sun. A wind, fireflies, and a fire. Lightnings, a clear crystal, and a moon. When the yogi has full power over his body, composed of the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether, then he obtains a new body of spiritual fire, which is beyond illness, old age, and death. The first fruits of the practice of yoga are health, little